Hello, I'm Julie Stanford, and this is tip 15 in my series of essential business startup tips. This tip is only relevant for UK businesses. We're going to look at special sectors. In addition to the rules that govern all businesses, there are some businesses affected by special rules and regulations. Businesses where special rules apply include food businesses. If your business makes, handles, or sells food, rules are enforced to make sure it's safe to eat. The Food Standards Agency produces a pack called Starting Up Your First Steps to Running a Catering Business. Call 0845 606 0667 or visit www.food.gov.uk and search for the title. Also, contact your local authority's Environmental Health Service for advice, and I'll give you a useful website for that at the end of this tip. Other businesses where special rules apply include events and entertainment businesses. Businesses which sell alcohol or provide entertainment or leisure services often need a license. Again, contact your local authority for more information. Health and care services. Businesses which look after people have to register with the relevant body. For example, in England, childminders and nurseries have to register with the Office for Standards in Education, which is Ofsted, and care homes with the Care Quality Commission, the CQC. Businesses which transport people. Various rules apply to vehicles which carry passengers. Contact your local authority to find out the rules in your area. This is not an exhaustive list. There are many other activities that are regulated, including manufacturing, handling asbestos, money lending, street trading, boarding kennels, massage services and businesses that pierce the skin, such as tattooing, cosmetic piercing and acupuncture. Check with your local authority to find out whether your business might be affected. As I've mentioned throughout, your local authority website is a very good place to start. Local authority websites are listed at www.gov.uk/find-your-local-council. That's www.gov.uk/find-your-local-council. Your local public or business library can also be a very useful source of support and information. I also want to think about mail order. If you're looking to set up a mail order business, you need to understand the legislation that applies to delivery of goods and returns, data protection, trades descriptions, product safety and labelling, price marking, sale of goods, unfair contract terms, unfair terms in consumer contracts, and business names. If you're buying a mailing list, make sure that the data was collected in a legal way. There's more information about your responsibilities and legal obligations at these three websites. The Direct Selling Association, which is www.dsa.org.uk. The Direct Marketing Association at www.dma.org.uk. And the Office of Fair Trading at www.oft.gov.uk. One final point, it's very important that you think about all these areas covered in this tip because you have a legal responsibility to make sure that you're letting the right people know and complying with the various rules and regulations. So it's up to you to make sure that you're running your business legally and that the right people know that you're trading. I'm Julie Stanford and you've been listening to one of my essential business startup tips.